Good morning, Conference. Councillor Roy Bailey from Bracknell CLP. Conference, I'm a former superintendent with Thames Valley Police, and today, in the strongest possible terms, I want to condemn this Tory-led government for its savage, unwarranted and reckless attack on our police service. Be in no doubt, the cumulative effects of 20% budget cuts, the Windsor report on police paying conditions, and the imposition of politically elected police commissioners now threaten the very future of our police service. Let's look at the impact of 20% budget cuts. What does a 20% budget reduction mean? It means 158 police stations have closed or will close in England and Wales, and a further 23 could soon follow. It means 16,000 at least frontline officers and 16,000 backroom staff will lose their jobs over the next 4 years. It means community policing and frontline service delivery will suffer as resources are stretched to breaking point. It means recruitment will cease and career development opportunities will be cut drastically. Now let's look at the recommendations in the Windsor report. He claims there'll be £485 million savings over 3 years. However, together with a 2-year pay freeze, what would be the impact of these recommendations? Let me tell you. It means a likely increase in pension contributions. It means police officers are likely to suffer a 15 to 20% reduction in the value of their pay. It means officers and their families are paying the price for the failure of the Home Secretary, Theresa May, to safeguard policing from the 20% cut on service imposed by the Treasury. Another costly, unnecessary and unpopular proposal is the introduction of elected police commissioners. Let's examine some facts. 85% of the population are against the move to elected commissioners, including, incidentally, most Tory voters. This proposal is flawed and would put at risk centuries of operational independence of the police. Considerable power would be concentrated in the hands of one politician, but with no proper checks and balances in place. Look at the evidence of London Mayor Boris Johnson and his deputy, Kit Malthouse. It's not edifying. The enormous cost of the elections would be much better spent on operational policing. The Police Federation are here at conference. They are fighting a powerful and determined campaign. They are contemptuous of this government's approach to policing and criminal justice. I applaud them for all their efforts and in resisting these proposals. Conference.